Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, our God, and all glory to you, our heavenly King and Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, treasure of blessings, a giver of life. Come and abide in us, cleanse us of all impurity, and save our souls, O gracious one.
Together, holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Oče náš, iže jesi na nebesích, da svatiться ім'я Tvoje, da přijde царství Tvoje, da bude voja Tvoje, jako na nebesi i na zemlí. Chléb nás nasušný dáš nám dnes, i ostaví nám dlhy naše, jakože i my ostavlajem dlžníkom našim, i nevedi nás v iskušenie, no izbaví nás od lukavého.
Tatăl nostru, care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri. Și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
Abana. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. 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 Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down to our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ, our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ Himself, our King and our God. May the Lord answer you in your day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. May He grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves all His anointed ones. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us as we call.
The King shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall they rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power.
Together on the following page, O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Grant victory to the faithful against the adversaries and protect your nation by your cross. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. O Christ our God, who was of your own will lifted up on the cross, grant your mercies to your new commonwealth named after you. And your power gladden our faithful leaders, granting them victories against the adversaries. May they have your alliance as a weapon of peace and an invincible trophy, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. O awesome and ever-present protection, O Lord Theotokos, of your goodness overlook not our supplications. Edify the community of the Orthodox, save those whom you have called to govern, and grant them victory from heaven. For you did give birth to God, the only blessed one.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray for all pious and Orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah.
Ispolaeti despota.
And all the brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
You are a good, loving, and merciful God, and to you we offer glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord, Master, give the blessing.
Glory to the Holy, Consubstantial, life-giving, and undivided Trinity, always, now, and forever, unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Doxa in ipsistis Theo, ke epigis irinen in anthropis evdokia. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Kyrie, ta chili mou anexis, ke ta stoma mou anangri tis enesisou.
Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many they who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, shield for me my glory and one who lifts my head. I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will be slaves afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of an ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me.
Okay.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, for in your wrath, nor chasten me, not in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand pressures me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long, for my loins are full of inflammation. And there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth there is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope, you will hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you, your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for the jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God, everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you, your right hand upholds me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put me away, all my acquaintances, far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave? Or your faithfulness in a place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But To you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your mouth is renewed, youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, his ministers, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all places of his dominion.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all your works, I muse on the works of your hands, I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me and enter not into judgment with your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me and enter not into judgment with your servant. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Our hope, O Lord, glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the whole world, the stability of the holy churches of God, and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For the Honorable Presbytery in Christ and the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and laity, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For the President of our country, for all civil authorities, for armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Gospodi pomilui.
For temperate weather, for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Gospodi pomilui.
Per pleondon odi porundon osunon kamnonon ek maloton keti sotrias afton kiriu deithome.
Gospodi pomilui.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Yara burha.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Yara burha.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you belong all glory, honor, and worship to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. My spirit seeks you early in the night watches, for your commandments are a light upon the earth. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Seize an untaught people, and now fire shall consume their adversaries.
Sihin, din didaskalo,
διαύτα τόλμησα σαν ο περιπάντας αγαθός Κύριε δόξα σοι.
When your glorious disciples were enlightened at the washing of the feet before the supper, then the impious Judas was darkened by the disease of greed, and delivered you, the righteous judge, to lawless judges. Behold, O lover of money, the one who hanged himself for the sake of money. Flee from this insatiable desire, which dared such a thing against the teacher. O Lord, who deals righteously with all, glory to you.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
The Lord said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and took counsel together.
St. John.
The Lord said to his disciples, now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give to you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go hence. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all this they will do to you on my account, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It is to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the counselor comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me. And you also are my witnesses, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all this to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no more. Again, a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. And because I go to the Father, they said, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he means. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she is delivered of the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a child is born into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said this to you in figures. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures, but tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from the Father. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, Ah, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure. Now we know that you know all things and need none to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given to him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given to him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave to me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory which I had with you before the world was made. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave to me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given to me is from you, for I have given them the words which you gave to me, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given to me. For they are yours, all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given to me. I have guarded them, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given to them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you did send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be consecrated in truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory which you have given to me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me, Father. I desire that they also, whom you have given to me, may be with me where I am, to behold my glory, which you have given to me in your love for me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these know that you have sent me. I have known, made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you. The rulers of the people, they counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed one. A lawless accusation is laid against me, Lord. O Lord, do not forsake me.
Let us present our senses pure to Christ, and as his friends, let offer our souls to him. Let us not, like Judas, choke ourselves with the concerns of this world, but from our innermost depths let us cry out, Our Father in heaven, deliver us from evil.
Glory to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Both now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O Mary Theotokos, as a virgin you gave birth and yet remained a virgin. O unwedded mother, entreat Christ our God to save us.
Judas hastened to the lawless scribe, saying, What will you give me? Then I will deliver him to you. And invisibly you stood in the midst of those conspiring as to the price that would be agreed for you. Spare our souls, you who know the hearts of humans.
Let us serve God with compassion, as did Mary at the supper, and let us not, like Judas, foster avarice, that we may forever be with Christ our God.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Both now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Cease not, O Virgin, to implore him who you inexplicably bore, that he may save from dangers those who flee to you, for he is ever merciful.
By reason of raising Lazarus, O merciful Lord, the Hebrew children cried, Hosanna to you. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
At your supper, O Christ our God, you were foretelling your disciples, one of you shall betray me. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
When John asked you, O Lord, who is your betrayer, you reveal him by the bread. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
For 30 pieces of silver and a deceitful kiss, the Jews sought to slay you, O Lord. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
At the washing of the feet, you, Christ, our God, exhorted your disciples, do the same as you have seen. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
Be vigilant and pray that you not be tempted. You are God, we're saying to your disciples. But the lawless Judas was unwilling to understand.
Doxa Patri, ke io, ke agio pnevmati.
Enin, ke agi.
O Theotokos, safeguard your servants from dangers, for after God it is to you that we take refuge, as in impregnable wall and protection.
While the feeding your disciples at the supper, while feeding your disciples at the supper, and knowing the scheme of your betrayal, you accused Judas, recognizing that he was incorrigible. You wanted to make it known to all that you willingly surrendered in order to grasp the world from the enemy. O long-suffering Lord, glory to you.
And that we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
And with your spirit.
The gospel is according to St. John.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook of Kidron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell on the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.'" Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, as so did the other disciple. Now the disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest, but Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her and kept the door and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet, and in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard what I have said to them. Indeed, they know what I said." And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest like that? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of evil, but if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, You are not also one of his disciples, are you? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did I not see you in the garden with him? Peter then again denied it, and immediately a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
Today Judas forsakes the master and takes to himself the devil. He is blinded by the passion of avarice, and in his darkness falls from light. For how is he able to see who sold the barrel of light for 30 pieces of silver? But he who suffered for the world has become the dawn for us. To him let us cry out, Glory to you who suffers for and with mankind.
Today Judas missed him, simulates godliness, and estranges himself from grace. While a disciple, he becomes a traitor, and under guise of friendship, he conceals deceit. He in his folly prefers 30 pieces of silver to the love of the master, and becomes a guide to the lawless council. But we who have Christ as our salvation, let us go glorify him.
As brothers in Christ, let us acquire brotherly love. Let us not lack compassion for our neighbors, that we may not be condemned like the unmerciful servant on account of many, or repay like Judas to no avail.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Glorious things have been spoken of you everywhere, for you have been born in the flesh, the maker of all. O Mary Theotokos, all praised unwedded bride.
The disciples of the teacher contracted the price and sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. With a deceitful kiss, he surrenders him to death at the hands of the lawless.
Today the Creator of heaven and earth said to his disciples, The hour is near and Judas, who betrayed me, is at hand. Let no one deny me, seeing me on the cross between two thieves. For as man I suffer, and as a lover of mankind, I save those who believe in me.
Δόξα Πατρί και Υιό και Αγίο Πνεύματι.
Και νυν και Αγί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν.
O Virgin, who in the last days ineffably conceived and bore your own Creator, save those who magnify you.
Today Judas is vigilant as to how he can deliver up the Lord, the Savior of the world before all ages, who with 5 loaves satisfied the multitude. Today the transgressors deny the teacher. Becoming a disciple, he betrays the master. He sold for silver the one who satisfied the people with manna.
Today the Judeans nailed to the cross the Lord, who had divided the sea with a rod, leading them through the wilderness. Today they pierced his side with a spear, who for their sake smote Egypt with plagues. They gave him gall to drink, who had rained manna upon them for food.
O Lord, when you willingly came to your passion, you declare to your disciples, if you could not watch with me for 1 hour, how could you promise to die for me? Look at Judas, how he sleeps not, but hastens to betray me to the enemy. Arise, pray, lest any of you deny me when you see me on the cross. O long-suffering one, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Hail, O Theotokos, for you contained in your womb the one whom the heavens cannot contain. Hail, O Virgin, proclaim the proclamation of the prophets, through whom Emmanuel is made manifest to us. Hail, O Mother of Christ, our God.
In what manner were you worked on, O Judas, to betray the Savior? Did he separate you from the company of the apostles? Did he deprive you of the grace of healing? Did he wipe the washing of the feet of the others, overlook yours? Oh, how forgetful you are of the many blessings. You are condemned for your ingratitude, while his bountiful forbearance, sacred mercy are proclaimed.
That we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
And those who had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said, "This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days." And the high priest arose, said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, "I put you under oath of the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is deserving of death. Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophecy to us, O Christ, who is the one who struck you. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, You also are with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again he denied it with an oath, I do not know this man. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus, who had said to him, Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
While permitting the lawless men to seize you, O Lord, you thus declared, Though you strike down the shepherd and scatter the 12 sheep, my disciples, yet I could have summoned more than 12 legions of angels by my side. But I forbear so that the unknown and secret things which I reveal to you through my prophets may be filled. O Lord, glory to you.
Having denied you three times, straightway recalled the words you said to him, but he brought to you tears of repentance, saying, God have mercy on me and save me.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us all praise the Holy Virgin as the gateway to salvation, as a paradise of delight, as a cloud of everlasting light, and saying, Rejoice.
Say, you lawless men, what have you heard from our Savior? Did he not set for the teaching of the law and the prophets? How then could you take counsel to hand over to Pilate the word of God, who came forth from God, the Redeemer of our souls?
Let him be crucified, cried they, who had always benefited by your gifts of grace. The slayers of the righteous requested to receive a malefactor instead of a benefactor. But you, O Christ, were silent, enduring their impudence, that you might suffer and save us as a loving Lord.
Glory to the Father and to the Son. Father, let me play those seconds. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Since we have no boldness because of our many sins, O Virgin Theotokos, implore the one who was born of you, for the prayer of a mother avails much, for the favor of the Master. O Holy Lady, overlook not the entreaties of us sinners, for he is merciful and able to save, and also condescended to suffer for us.
They set the 30 pieces of silver as the price of the priceless one, on whom they of the children of Israel have set a price. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak, therefore watch.
They gave me a gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. But you, O Lord, raise me up again, and I shall repay them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Both now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
We of the Gentiles praise you, O pure Theotokos, for you gave the birth to Christ our God, who through you freed mankind from the curse.
How could Judas, who was once your disciple, meditate your betrayal? The traitor and evildoer deceitfully supped with you. And going to the priest, he said, "What will you offer me? And I will deliver you to you, him who set aside the law and profane the Sabbath. O long-suffering Lord, glory to you."
Και υπέρ του καταξιωθήν ημάς της ακροάσεως του Αγίου Ευαγγελίου, Κύριον των Θεών ημών οικετεύσομεν.
Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον, Κύριε λέησον.
Σόφοι άρθοι ακούσουμεν του Αγίου Ευαγγελίου.
Ειρήνη πάση
και το πνεύμα σου.
Εκ του κατά Ιωάννην Αγίου Ευαγγελίου το ανάγνωσμα.
Δόσχομεν.
Δόξα σοι, Κύριε, δόξα σοι.
Το καιρό εκείνο άγουσι τον Ιησού να πω του Καϊάφα εις το πρετόριον, ειν δε πρωί και αυτοί ουκ εισήλθον εις το πρετόριον, ή να μη ανθώσιν, αλλά να φάγωσι το Πάσχα. Εξήλθεν ούν ο Πιλάτος προς αυτούς και είπε, «Τι να κατηγορίαν φέρετε κατά του ανθρώπου τούτου?» Απεκρίθησαν και είπαν αυτό, «Ημί ειν ούτος κακοποιός, ουκ ανσι παρεδόκαμεν αυτόν». Είπεν ούν αυτής ο Πιλάτος, «Λάβετε αυτόν ημείς και κατά των νόμων ημών κρίνατε αυτόν». Είπον ούν αυτό οι Ιουδαίοι, «Ημίν ουκ εξ εστίν αποκτίνε ουδένα, είναι ο λόγος του Ιησού πληρωθεί, ον είπε σημαίνον ποιο θανάτο ήμελεν αποθνίσκην». Εισήλθεν ούν εις το πρετόριον πάλιν ο Πιλάτος και εφώνησε τον Ιησούν και είπε αυτό, «Σύ ή ο βασιλεύς των Ιουδαίων?» Απεκρίθη αυτό ο Ιησούς, «Αφε αυτούς ή τούτο λέγεις ή άλλοι σοι είπον περί εμού?» Απεκρίθη ο Πιλάτος, «Μήτι εγώ Ιουδαίος ημί, το έθνος το σών και οι αρχιερείς παρέδωκαν σε εμί. Τι επίησας?» Απεκρίθη ο Ιησούς, «Η βασιλεία ή εμί ουκ εστίν εκ του κόσμου τούτου, ή εκ του κόσμου τούτου, αν η βασιλεία ή εμί, ή υπηρέτε αν ή εμί, η γονίσοντο, ή να μη παραδοθώ της Ιουδαίης. Νύν δε η βασιλεία ή εμί, ουκ εστίν εντεύθεν». Είπε νουν αυτό ο Πιλάτος, «Ουκούν βασιλεύς εσύ?» Απεκρίθη ο Ιησούς, «Συ λέγεις ότι βασιλεύς εμί εγώ. Εγώ εις τούτο γεγέννημεν και εις τούτο ελήλυθα εις τον κόσμον, ή να μαρτυρήσω τη αληθεία. Πάς ο όν εκ της αληθείας ακούει, ακούει μου της φωνής». Λέγει αυτό ο Πιλάτος, «Τι εστί αληθεία?» Και τούτο υπόν πάλιν εξήλθεν προς τους Ιουδαίους και λέγει αυτής, «Εγώ ουδεμίαν αιτίαν ευρίσκω εν αυτό, έστι δε συνήθεια ημίν, ή να ένα ημίν απολύσω εν το Πάσχα. Βούλεστε ούν ημίν απολύσω τον βασιλέα των Ιουδαίων?» Εκράβγασαν ούν πάλιν πάντες λέγοντες «Μη τούτον, αλλά τον Βαραβάν, ειν δε ο Βαραβάς ληστής». Τότε ούν έλαβεν ο Πιλάτος τον Ιησούν και εμαστίχωσε. Και οι στρατιώτε πλέξαντε στέφανον εξακανθών επέθηκαν αυτού την κεφαλή και οι μάτιον πορφυρούν περιέβαλον αυτών και έλεγον «Χαίρε ο βασιλεύς των Ιουδαίων» και δίδουν αυτό ραπίσματα. Εξήλθεν ούν πάλιν έξω ο Πιλάτος και λέγει αυτής «Είδε άγω ημίν αυτόν έξω, ειν αγνώτε ότι εν αυτό ουδε μίαν αιτίαν ευρίσκω». Εξήλθεν ούν ο Ιησούς έξω φορών των ακάνθινων στέφανων και το πορφυρούν ημάτιον και λέγει αυτής «Είδε ο άνθρωπος, ότε ούν είδον αυτόν οι αρχιερείς και οι υπηρέτε εκράβγασαν λέγοντες «Σταύρωσον, σταύρωσον αυτόν». Λέγει αυτής ο Πιλάτος «Λάβετε αυτόν ημίς και σταυρώσατε. Εγώ γαρ ουκ ευρίσκω εν αυτό αιτίαν». Απεκρίθησαν αυτό οι Ιουδαίοι. «Ημείς νόμον έχουμεν και κατά των νόμων ημών οφείλει αποθανήν, ότε εαυτόν Θεού Υιόν επίησεν». Ότε ούν ήκουσεν ο Πιλάτος τούτον των λόγων, μάλλον εφοβήθη. Και εισήλθεν εις το πρετόριον πάλιν και λέγει το Ιησού «Πόθεν είσαι?» Ο δε Ιησούς απόκρισιν ουκ έδωκεν αυτό. Λέγει ούν αυτό ο Πιλάτος «Εμή ου λαλείς, ουκ είδας ότι εξουσίαν έχω σταυρώσε σε και εξουσίαν έχω απολύσε σε?» Απεκρίθε ο Ιησούς «Ουκ είχες εξουσίαν ουδεμίαν κατ' εμού ημί ίνσι δεδομένον άνωθεν. Δια τούτο ο παραδιδούς με σι μίζωνα αμαρτίαν έχει». Εκ τούτου εζήτη ο Πιλάτος απολύσε αυτόν. Ιδε Ιουδαίοι έκραζον λέγοντες «Ιάν τούτον απολύσεις ούκι φίλος του Κέσαρος, πας ο βασιλέα εαυτόν ποιον αντιλέγει το Κέσαρι». Όουν Πιλάτος ακούσας τούτον των λόγων ήγαγεν έξω τον Ιησούν και κάθισε επί του βήματος εις τον τόπον λεγόμενον Λιθόστρατον, εβραϊστή δε Γαβαθά. Ειν δε παρασκευή του Πάσχα, ώρα δε ωσί έκτη. Και λέγει της Ιουδαίης, «Είδε ο βασιλεύς ημών, είδε εκράβγαζον άρον άρον σταύρωσον αυτόν». Λέγει αυτής ο Πιλάτος, «Τον βασιλέα ημών σταυρώσω». Απεκρίθησαν οι αρχιερείς, «Ουκ έχομεν βασιλέα ημί Κέσαρα». Τότε ούν παρέδωκαν αυτόν, αυτής ή να σταυρωθεί.
Δόξα τη μακροθυμία σου, Κύριε, δόξα σοι.
He who clothed himself with light as with a garment stood naked at the judgment and received blows on his cheeks from the hands which he had fashioned. When the lawless people nailed the Lord of glory to the cross, then the veil of the temple was rent and the sun went dark, unable to endure the spectacle of God blaspheme, before whom all the universe trembles, him let us worship.
The disciple denied him, the thief exclaimed, "Remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom."
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
both now and forever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Grant peace to the world, O merciful Lord, you who for your servant's sake condescended to take on flesh from the Virgin, Therefore, with one voice we praise you as a loving Lord.
In return for the benefits which you, O Christ, bestowed to the Hebrew race, they condemned you to be crucified, giving you vinegar mixed with gall to drink. Render unto them, O Lord, according to their works, for they comprehended not your condescension.
With your betrayal, O Christ, the Hebrew race was not content, but wagged their heads, sneering and mocking. Render unto them, O Lord, according to their deeds, for they devise vain things against you.
Neither the earth as it quake, nor the rocks as they split, neither the veil of the temple, nor the raising from the dead, convince the Hebrews. But you, O Lord, reward them according to their deeds, for they devise vain things against you.
Δόξα Πατρί και Υιό και Άγιο Πνεύματι,
και νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν.
We have known God receiving flesh from you, O Virgin Theotokos, the only pure, the only blessed. Therefore, praising you, we unceasingly magnify.
Thus says the Lord to the Judeans, O my people, what have I done to you, or wherein have I wearied you? To your blind I gave light, your lepers I cleansed, your paralytic I raised. Oh, my people, what have I done for you, and how have you recompensed me? Instead of manna, gall, instead of water, vinegar, instead of loving me, you nailed me to the cross. No longer will I endure. I will call to me the nations, and they will glorify me together with the Father and the Spirit, and I will grant to them eternal life.
Today the veil of the temple is rent in two as a reproof to the lawless, and the sun hides its own rays. Beholding the Master on the cross,
the company of the apostles calls out to you, O lawgivers of Israel, Judeans and Pharisees, behold the temple which you have destroyed. Behold the Lamb which you have crucified. You have delivered him to the tomb, but by his own power he has arisen. Deceive not yourselves, O Judeans, for in the sea he saved, and in the desert he fed. He is the life and light, and the peace of the world.
Glory to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and forever unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Rejoice, gateway of the King of Glory, through which only the Most High has passed and again left sealed for the salvation of our souls.
When you, O God, stood before Caiaphas, and though being the judge, you were given over to Pilate, the heavenly powers were shaken with fear, then lifted up on the wood between two robbers, you, the sinless one, were numbered with the transgressors. In order to save mankind, O most forbearing Lord, glory to you.
That we may be made worthy to hear the holy gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Yaraburham, Yaraburham, Yaraburham.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the holy gospel.
And with your spirit.
The gospel is according to Saint Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Then Judas's betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood. And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, it is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude a prisoner whom they wished. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ? For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. The governor said, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he would not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. And all the people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
The assembly of the Judeans demanded of Pilate that you, O Lord, be crucified. And finding no cause against you, they released the prisoner Barabbas and condemn you, the righteous one, incurring for themselves the accusation of blood guiltiness. Render unto them, O Lord, according to their works, for they devise vain things against you.
The priests struck with their hands and gave gall to drink to him before whom all things are stricken and trembling. As a lover of mankind, he condescended to suffer all things, wanting to save us from our sins by his own blood.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O Theotokos, by word you ineffably bore the word, the Creator himself. Implore him that he may save our souls.
O Lord, having taken as your fellow traveler the thief, whose hands were defiled with blood, we ask you to number us with him as a good and loving Lord.
The thief upon the cross spoke in a low tone, but found great faith. In an instant he was saved, and being the first to open the gates of paradise, he entered. O Lord, who accepted his repentance, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Both now and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen.
And to you, through an angel, did receive the joy of the world. Hail to you, who gave birth to your Creator and your Lord. Hail to you, who were found worthy to become the mother of Christ our God.
Please kneel down.
Switch places. Sorry, John. Alex is leading the Eson. You guys pay attention to him, and then he pays attention to me. Switch places.
Señor, te mate, que dice. Λόγι εκ εν δίδιο Υιός της Παρθένου.
Λόγι εκ εν δίδιο Υιός της Παρθένου.
Προσκυνούμεν σου τα πάθη, Χριστέ.
Προσκυνούμεν σου τα πάθη, Χριστέ.
Suspended the land.
Christ our God, who is our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us not keep the feast as the Judeans, but let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement, and sincerely beseech him, arise, O Lord, and in your mercy save us.
Your cross, O Lord, is life and resurrection to your people, and trusting in it we praise you, are crucified, Lord, have mercy upon us.
Ξα πατρί και ιό και αγίω πνεύματι,
και νυν και αγί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν.
Όρος ασε κρεμάμενον Χριστέ, εις εκείσας ανεβώα, τί το ξένον χώρο μυστήριον γιέ μου, πως επιξυλωθνείς κι σάρκι πυγνημένος.
You ransomed us from the curse of the law by your precious blood. You have shed forth immortality upon mankind by being nailed to the cross and pierced with a spear. O Savior of us all, glory to you.
Κύριε Λέησον, Κύριε Λέησον, Κύριε Λέησον. And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Gospel according to Saint Mark.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison, and they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put on his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. And they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on the left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord.
As you are seated at this time, our parish council will usher you forward to light a candle and then venerate the crucified Christ upon his cross. Please do so in love as an offering of your love to our Lord.
In your kingdom, remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Because of a tree, Adam was estranged from paradise. Because of the wood of the cross, the thief abode in paradise. For the former in tasting disobeyed the commandment of the Creator. But the latter, who was crucified with you, confessed, admitting to you the concealed God. O Savior, remember also us in your kingdom.
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The law transgressors verily did by the ordainer of the law from a disciple, and they brought him before Pilate as a lawbreaker, shouting, "Crucify the one who gave them manna in the wilderness." But we, emulating the righteous thief, cry out in faith, "Remember us also, Savior, in your kingdom."
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The assembly of Judeans, that lawless swarm of God slayers, shouted madly to Pilate, saying, "Crucify Christ the innocent," and asking that Barabbas rather be released. But we express the words of the grateful thief, "Remember us also, Savior, in your kingdom."
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Your life-bearing side, O Christ, overflows like a spring from Eden, watering your church and making it a living paradise, then dividing the glad tidings into four gospels. As headwaters, it irrigates the world, gladdening creation and teaching the Gentiles to adore your kingdom in faith.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You were crucified, O Christ, for my sake, to become the source of my forgiveness. And your side was pierced, that you might cause streams of life to flow for me. You were fastened with nails, that I may sense the depth of your passion and the height of your power, and cry out to you, O life-giving Christ. Glory to your cross and passion, O Savior.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. All creation, O Christ God, beholding your crucifixion, trembled. The foundation of the earth was shaken for the dread of your might. The light of the firmament went into hiding. The veil of the temple was rent. The mountains quaked, and the rocks burst asunder, as the believing thief cries out with us unto you, O Savior. Remember us when you come into your kingdom.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all things of evil against you falsely for my sake. O Lord, on the cross you tore the writ of ordinances against us, and numbered among the dead, you bound up the tyrant there, delivering all from bonds of death by your resurrection, through which we have been illuminated. O merciful Lord, we cry out to you. Remember us also, Savior, in your kingdom.
Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. O Christ, our God, who was lifted up on the cross, and as God loosened the power of death, and eradicated the writ of ordinance against us, grant also to us, O Lord, who worship you in faith, the repentance of the thief, as we cry out to you,
Remember also us, O Savior, in your kingdom.
Doxa Patri ke okeai opnevmati, ton pater ke onket opnevma pandes, to agion, ομοφόνος η πίστη δοξολογήν αξίως εξώμετα, μονάν αθεότητας εν τρισήν υπάρχουσαν υποστάσε σε σύν, ασύγγιτον εμένουσαν απλήν, αδιέρετον και απρόσιτον δις εκκληρούμεθα του πυρούς τους της κολάσεως.
Forever unto the ages of ages. Amen. We offer you for intercession, O Christ, your Mother, the true Virgin, who without seed bore you in the flesh and remained without corruption after her birth-giving, that you might grant forgiveness of transgressions to those who cry out. Remember also, Savior, in your kingdom.
Διεμερή σαντο τα ημάτια μου εαυτής και επί των ημάτισμών μου έλα ευαλών κληρών.
They divided my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
They divided my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
My God, look upon me. Why have you forsaken me?
They divided my garments among them
and cast lots upon my vesture.
That we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Wisdom rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
And with your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him vinegar mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right hand and the other on his left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also with the scribes and the elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. You will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks on your altar.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
At that time there were also two others, criminals led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him vinegar and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, Surely, then he said to Jesus, Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing it what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. but all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
I approach you early in the morning, O Word of God, who through your compassion for fallen man emptied yourself without change and submitted to the passion in impassivity. O merciful Lord, grant me peace.
Glory to you, God, glory to you. With washed feet and they themselves purified by the participation in the divine mystery, your servant to Christ, now come together from Zion to the great Mount of Olives in praise, O merciful Lord.
Doxa si, O Theos, imon doxa si. You did say, see, my friend, that you not be troubled, for now the hour is near for me to be given up and slain by the hands of lawless men. All you shall be scattered, forsaking me, but those whom I shall gather will preach a loving God.
Come, let us all praise him who was crucified for us. For Mary beheld him on the wood and said, even if you endure the cross, you are my son and my God.
You are my son and my God.
The Virgin Mother, seeing her own lamb led to the slaughter, followed wailing with the other women and cried, where are you going, my child? Why do you travel along so fast? Will there perhaps be another wedding in Cana? And you hurry there to turn for them water into wine? Can I not come with you, my child, or tarry with you? Speak to me a word, you who are the word. Pass me not by in silence, you who kept me pure. For you are my son and my God.
For you are my son and my God. On April 6th, we commemorate our Holy Father, Eutychius, Patriarch of Constantinople. On this day, we also commemorate the holy 120 martyrs of Persia. On this day, we also commemorate our devout mother, St. Platonus. On this day, we also commemorate the two holy martyrs of Ascalon, who were perfected after they were buried up to the waist. On this day, our devout Father Gregory of Sinai, who lived as an ascetic in the 14th century, reposed in peace. Devout St. Gregory, who lived as an ascetic in the vicinity of the great Lavra Monastery of Mount Athos in the 14th century, reposed in peace. On this day, in the year 1818, the holy monastic martyr Gennadios canested in Constantinople, and was beheaded. On this day, we also commemorate the holy and glorious five neo-martyrs, Manuel, Theodore, George, Michael, and another George, who were from Samothrace, and who contested in Macrae, Thrace, in the year 1835.
On Great Friday, you observe the holy, saving, and awesome passion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, the spitting, the scourgings, the buffeting, the scorn, the mocking, the purple robe, the reed, the sponge, the vinegar, the nails, the spear, and above all, the cross and death, which you willingly suffered for us. We also observe the confession unto salvation of the penitent thief who was crucified with him. You are a living God, even though you were lifeless on the wood or naked corpse, you are the word of the living God. The thief opened the locked gates of Eden with the key, remember me. Through your marvelous and infinite compassion for us, O Christ our God, have mercy on us, amen. The divine children expose the monument of impious wickedness and the arrogant and lawless Sanhedrin invade to counsel against Christ, discussing how to slay him who holds life in the palm of his hand and whom all creation
creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you. Shake off sleep now from your eyelids, O my disciples, said Christ. With prayer watch, lest you be overwhelmed by temptation. Especially you, Simon, for the trial is greatest to the strong. O Peter, know me, whom all creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Doxasi, O Theosimon, doxasi. O Master, cried Peter, a profane word shall never fall from my lips. Even if I'll deny you, I will gladly die with you. For not flesh and blood, but your Father has revealed you to me. You whom all creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. All the depth and divine wisdom and knowledge you have not sought out, and the bedrock of my judgment you, O man, have not comprehended, said the Lord. Boast not, for you are flesh, and thrice shall you deny me, whom all creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you. You protest, O Simon Peter, against the very thing you are to do. As I foretold, a maidservant suddenly approaching will terrify you. Said the Lord, yet weeping bitterly, you shall find me merciful, whom all creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Hymnumen evlogumen ke proskinumen ton Kyrion, the divine children, expose the monument of impious wickedness, and the arrogant and lawless energy in vain to counsels against Christ, discussing how to slay him who holds life in the palm of his hand, and whom all creation blesses, glorifying to all ages.
Greater in honor than the cherubim, and in glory greater beyond compare than the seraphim. You without corruption gave birth to God the Word, and are truly Theotokos, you do we magnify.
Doxasi, O Theosimon, doxasi, a wicked, worthless company of knavish, abominable, and God slaying came upon you, O Christ our God, and dragged you away as an evil doer, the Creator of all, whom you we magnify.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you. The impious man, ignoring the law and vainly studying the prophets to no purpose, unjustly dragged away as a lamb to the slaughter. You, the Master of all, whom we magnify.
Doxa patri ke io ke agio pneumati. The priest with the scribes delivered to the Gentiles to put to death alive. And they smote with their most envious malice him who is by nature the giver of life. Him do we magnify.
Now and forever unto the ages of ages, amen. Like many dogs, they came round about you, O King, and smote you on the cheek with their hands. They questioned you, and you brought forth false witnesses, but you endured all things and have saved all.
Tintimioteron ton heruvim, ken doxoteron asingritos ton.
ponte cusan, din ondos theotokon, se megalinomen.
Again and again in peace let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
Ότι σε νους υπάσσε δυνάμεις των ουρανών και σοι την δόξαν αναπέμπουσι, το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Άγιο Πνεύματι, νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Αμήν τον ληστήν συνθήμερον του Παράδεισου Ιξιώσας.
Gospel is according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
At that time they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple, whom he loved, standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of vinegar was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on hyssop and put it into his mouth. So when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Therefore, because it was a preparation day that the bodies should not remain on the cross on that Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, "Not one of his bones shall be broken." And again another scripture says, "They shall look on him whom they pierced."
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory.
highest. It is fitting to sing a hymn to you, O God.
I seem all his angels, I seem all you, his host. To you, O God, praise is befitting.
Praise him for his sovereignty, praise him according to the fullness of his majesty. Israel, my firstborn son, committed to evil deeds. He forsook me, the source of the living water, and hewed out for himself a broken well, and he crucified me on the wood. And as for the release of Barabbas, the heavens were aghast at this, and the sun hid its rays. But you, O Israel, were not ashamed, and delivered me to death. Forgive them, O Holy Father, for they know not what they have done.
Praise him in the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lute and harp. Every member of your holy body endure dishonor for us. Your head the thorns, your face the spittings, your cheeks the smitings, your mouth the taste of vinegar mixed with gall, your ears the impious blasphemies, your back the lash, your hand the reed, your whole body stretched out on the cross, your joints the nails, and your side the spear. Almighty Savior, who in your mercy condescended to suffer for us and set us free from suffering, having raised us up, have mercy on us.
Anite afton en kivalis avichis, anite afton en kivalis alalagmu, pasapnoi enesatoton kirion. All creation trembled, O Christ, seeing you crucified, from fear of your power, the foundations of the earth were shaken. For you being raised today, the Hebrew race was lost. The veil of the temple was rent in two. The tombs were opened and the dead rose up from their graves. The centurion shuddered when he saw the miracle, and your mother stood near and cried with a mother's lamentation. How can I but not mourn and strike my innermost being, seeing you naked as a condemned man hanging on the wood? O Lord, who was crucified and buried and did rise from the dead, glory to you.
My right hand, they pull.
like a potter's vessels.
Both now and forever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. I give
from the Gospel according to St. Mark.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
At that time, Joseph of Arimathea, respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And he bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb, which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord. Glory to you.
Together, to you glory is befitting, O Lord our God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with will to all people. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we thank you for your great glory. Lord King, Heavenly God, Father Almighty, Lord Only Begotten Son, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, Lord God, the Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You who takes away the sins of the world, accept our prayer, you who are seated on the right hand of the Father, and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy, you alone are Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Each day I shall bless you and praise your name to the age of it, and to the ages of the age. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, to you I have fled. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For in you is the fountain of life, and in your light we shall see light. Extend your mercy to those who confess you. Grant, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and your name is praised and glorified to all ages. Amen. Lord, let your mercy come upon us, for we have hoped in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Master, grant me understanding of your statutes. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me by your statutes. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Overlook not the works of your own hands. To you praise, worship, and glory are befitting. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our morning supplication to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this
faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For the forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Those things which are good and beneficial to our souls and peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian end of our lives, painless, unashamed, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearsome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
You are a merciful, loving, and compassionate God, and to you do we ascribe glory, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. And with your Spirit,
let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To you,
Holy Lord, who dwells on high and upholds all things below, with your encompassing gaze, overseeing all creation, we bow our soul and body. We pray to you, Holy of Holies, stretch forth your hand from your holy dwelling place and bless us all. We have sinned voluntarily or involuntarily, as a good and loving God, forgive, granting us your earthly and heavenly blessings. For it is yours, O God, to show mercy and save us, our God, and to you do we ascribe glory, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
That we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel is according to St. John.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
At that time, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to see Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took at the body of Jesus and bound it with strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus, because of the Jews' preparation day. For the tomb was nearby.
Glory to your forbearance, O Lord, glory to you. All creation was changed by fear when it saw you, O Christ, hanging on the cross. The sun was darkened and the foundations of the earth were shaken. All things suffered together with the Creator of all things. O Lord, who for us endured willingly, glory to you.
They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And impious and lawless people, why do they contemplate in vain? Why do they condemn to death the life of all? A wondrous marvel, the Creator of the world is betrayed into the hands of the lawless. And he who is merciful is lifted up on the cross, that he might bring freedom to those bound in Hades, who cry out, O long-suffering Lord, glory to you.
They
gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. Today the blameless virgin saw you, O Word of God, hanging on the cross, deeply mourning within herself, and bitterly pierced in the heart, she groaned in agony. From the depth of her soul, exhausted by beating on her breast, with hair disheveled, she cried out, wailing, "Woe to me, my divine Son! Woe to me, light of the world! Why, O Lamb of God, have you faded from my eyes? Wherefore the legions of the heavenly hosts were seized with trembling, crying out, O incomprehensible Lord, glory to you."
But God, our King, before all ages wrought salvation amidst the earth. Seeing you hanging on the cross of Christ, the God and Creator of all, whom as a virgin she bore, she cried out bitterly, "O my Son, where has the beauty of your form vanished? I cannot bear to see you unjustly crucified. Hasten therefore and rise up, that I too may behold your resurrection from the dead on the third day."
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. But you permitted Hades to send up its captives for the rebirth of mortals. O judge of the living and dead, you came to grant life and not death. Most glory to you,
both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Already the sentencing pen is dipped by the unjust judges, and Jesus is arraigned and condemned to the cross. All creation suffers, seeing the Lord on the cross. But you in the natural body did suffer for me. Gracious Lord, glory to you.
That we may be made worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
And with your Spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore, order the sepulcher to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away
and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the sepulcher secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
It is a good thing to confess to the Lord, to praise, sing praises to God Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your truth by night.
Together, holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. You ransomed us from the curse of the law by your precious blood. You were nailed up to the cross and were pierced with a spear, and you gushed forth immortality for humanity, our Savior. Glory to you.
Ooh. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for pious and orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah.
Despotite, despota.
Again, we pray for our brothers, the priests, monks, deacons, archdeacons, and for all our brotherhood in Christ.
Господи помилуй, Господи помилуй, Господи помилуй.
Again we pray for the grace, life, peace, health, salvation, protection, forgiveness, and the remission of the sins of the servants of God, and for all pious and orthodox Christians of this city and community.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
For you are a merciful God, and you love mankind, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
The one who is blessed, Christ our God, always, now, and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Edify, O Lord, our God, the pure and holy faith of all pious and orthodox Christians with this holy church and city unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O Christ, our God, and our hope, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Master, bless.
May Christ, our true God, who endured spittings and scourgings and buffetings and the cross and death for our salvation, through the intercessions of his most holy and pure and blessed Mother, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honored bodily powers of the heavens, the supplications of the honored, glorious prophet, forerunner, Baptist John, the holy, glorious, and all-praised apostles, the holy, glorious, victorious martyrs, saintly and God-bearing fathers, St. Catherine, the great martyr and patroness of this holy church, the holy, righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, St. Eutychius of Constantinople, and Gregory of Sinai, whose memories we commemorate in all the saints. May the Lord have mercy on us and save us as a good and loving and merciful God. Through the prayers of Holy Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Lord,
souls of the holy and the good Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Father Lou, Father Ted, Deacon John, Deacon Paul, brothers and sisters in the Lord. When we read Holy Scripture in regard to humanity and the creation of the world, primarily this planet, and we come to the way our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was treated, who is the creator of everyone and everything. John says it beautifully at the beginning of his gospel. He says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, everything that was created by Him, and there was nothing that was created without Him. John could say this very, very comfortably because, as we heard in the gospel reading, at the cross, our Lord gave His mother to John, the youngest of the 12, and said to John, "Behold your mother." We can imagine how many things the Virgin Mary told John about her son and God. In the final chapter of John's gospel, he writes, "If everything that Jesus said and did were to be written down," he says, "I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written." But it is I don't want to use the word silly, but we have to go back to the hymn that our priests sing at Christmas time when they come out in the small entrance holding the book of Gospels, and they quote from the 109th Psalm in the Septuagint version. God the Father is talking to God the Son. "From the womb I begot you before Lucifer. The Lord swore and will not relent. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." When we celebrate at Christmas time the birth of Jesus Christ, we know from that psalm that before God created anyone, and of course we know He created the nine orders of angels first, He knew what would happen. God knows our thoughts, the thoughts of all humanity. Why would He not? He created us. And to think that Lucifer, who is now called the devil or Satan, created so much havoc on this planet for thousands of years, that God knew that there was one way only to break his power. Because as God created us with intellect and free will, He created all the angels and former angels with intellect and free will. Satan still has his free will. All the fallen angels, the demons, still have their free will. That's why there's so much disaster on this planet. But their days are shortened, and this is why they're doing as much damage as they can to convince people that there is no God. And how did our Lord Jesus Christ succeed in breaking the power of Satan? Because He was in control of every human being from Adam and Eve to the time when our Lord entered into Hades, the former kingdom of Satan. There were hundreds of millions of human souls there because they were all, as we are, descendants of our fallen first parents in the garden, Adam and Eve. And so we have been born with our imperfect physical nature. And we have a tendency of doing things that are contrary to what God would like us to do. So what did our Lord do? He came into the world as a very humble human being. Satan doesn't know what humility is. Never did, never will. And he could never believe that God would be humble. He was looking upon a God who would be proud of his power and what he could do and brag about it. But God, as we know from Holy Scripture, is the God of love. John says it. God is love. He doesn't say he has that charisma or he has that kind of behavior. It's his divine essence. He is love. God cannot hate. Or maybe I should say God would never want to hate. And he knew that there was only one way he could destroy Hades. And that is to come into the world and to give up his life on the cross so that Satan would believe that he was just another human being, a descendant of Adam and Eve, that he was not. He was created from his divine essence, a perfect human being, the second Adam. We heard one of the gospel readings. Three times he prayed to God the Father, if it's possible, let this pass from me. He knew that the suffering of the cross would be so terrible that he almost came to the point of saying, let it pass from me. But then he said, no, this is why I came. He died willingly. Willingly. He gave up his life for the life of the world. That is very difficult for people to accept, to believe. A humble God who created us came into the world as a perfect human being to give up his life for one reason. So his perfect human soul would go down into the depths of this planet, as Isaiah the prophet writes, down into the former kingdom of Satan called Hades, Hades. Let's not mix up Hades with hell. God created hell. Hell is where people want to go because they don't want to be with God. God honors the free will, even among the greatest sinners. If they don't want to be with him, they're not. So by necessity, he created what is called kolasis in Greek, hell, a place of darkness. There are no torture chambers there. Nobody's punishing anyone there. What is their punishment? It's self-inflicted. They brought punishment upon themselves by not wanting to be with the source of love. There's one of the several hymns is coming Saturday morning. You should attend that divine liturgy. One of the hymns says that Hades welcomed Jesus into that former kingdom of Satan because Satan thought he was just another human being. But when he went there, he broke down the gates of Hades, and every single human soul left that area. This is why this coming Saturday's liturgy is called the First Resurrection. We celebrate the hundreds of millions of souls who left Hades when our Lord Jesus Christ descended there. And the beautiful thing about all this, the most unhappy thing about this for Satan was that he welcomed Christ into Hades. Had Satan refused, I'm just wondering if the Lord would have honored his free will, because he gave him his free will. But that's, thank God that it didn't work that way. And so he suffered so greatly, so all of us and all humans can realize, as St. Paul did, that we are his icons. He gave to us intellect and free will. We decide what direction we want to go in life. And there are only two directions. If you talk to transgender people, right now there are at least 60 directions. How can anyone discover 60 different transgender humans? But that's where we're at. That is the wisdom. That's something else. I won't use the word here. It doesn't belong here. But Paul, who was totally against Christ, realized who he was. And what did Paul say? And this is what we who want to be heirs of the coming kingdom should try to imitate St. Paul. What does he say? I live, yet not I. Christ lives within me. Christ lives in me. If people want to find their true identity, they're not going to go to a transgender or any kind of gender. Actually, our Lord says there are no genders in the kingdom. Maybe some people might not be happy about that, but I am. And so the fact of the matter is that the suffering that our Lord Jesus Christ, our Creator, endured was for one reason. He loves us. And we heard it in one of the gospel readings. A person who has love for his friend will even give up his life for that person. And that's what he did. He wants us to live forever in his kingdom. That's why he came willingly. He created his kingdom. We read it in the New Testament. His kingdom was created by him before he came into the world as a human being, destroying Satan's former kingdom. Just read the first epistle of Peter. Peter talks about St. John the Baptist, who was beheaded. He died before Christ. And he says that John went into Hades in order to prepare the souls there to receive God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful statement, he says, that Christ's soul entered into Hades to preach to those who died in the days of Noah. God wants the message of salvation to be heard by every human being so that no one can say, I didn't know about that particular existence in the presence of God for all eternity. But the beautiful thing is, the thief on the cross, not the one who told the Lord, if you're the Son of God, get down and take us down too, but his friend, he says, why are you talking to him like that? He didn't do anything wrong. We deserve what we're going to get. And he turns to him, the Lord, and he says, what? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He knew. Something told him that although Christ was probably dying before him as he was going to die, he knew that Christ was not only whom he saw, but God himself. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. He must have had a good religious education as far as the prophecies were concerned. And what did our Lord respond to him? Today you shall be with me in paradise. You know what that tells us? Hades doesn't exist anymore. Because if Hades existed, that criminal who confessed Christ would have gone into Hades. But he said, what? Today you shall be with me in paradise. So that's the beauty that comes out of this tragedy. The way he was treated in such a barbarian way, or barbaric way. But there's only one reason why those people treated him that way. And it's the same problem we have today in our society. Power and possessions. That's it. Power and possessions. When I do all my travels in different cities, I cannot believe the buildings that are being built for people to rent their rent the place for their possessions. What do we call those places there? Storage places, exactly. There are thousands of them. And now on television, they have auctions for these storage places. People have died leaving whatever they had in those places. And some people believe that there might be something very, very valuable there. So they're buying these storage places because those who own them don't exist anymore. So this is the same problem today with humanity. When people have power and pride, or power and possessions, I should say, that those things are more important than they themselves are. And what does our Lord say finally? What does it merit you if you should gain the whole world and lose your soul? That statement from our Lord tells us every human being is more valuable to God than all the possessions of this planet. And so that is a simple statement that we can analyze, and we should know what direction we want today. Not what we have, but who we are. And so this evening, as we continue through Holy Week, and especially tomorrow and Saturday, let us contemplate, let us pray on the fact that it's not what we have, but who we are in regard to our eternal condition. And we're going to live eternally whether we want to believe it or not. The decision is, where do we want to live eternally? With the light, the eternal light, or the eternal darkness? And so, what we heard today and what we felt, I'm sure we felt something very special this evening. And what we'll experience tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday will tell us he loves us so much. He suffered so much because he wants us to be with him in his kingdom, to make us as happy as we can be, as blessed as we can be, and to enjoy total peace in contrast to all the problems that are in the world and they are increasing. May we be heirs to his coming kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Your Eminence, for blessing us with your presence again, and Khalidi and me, as we continue. And we look forward to seeing you, God willing, on Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Our services continue tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with the Royal Hours, and at 1:30 in the afternoon with the Apokathilotes, the taking down off the cross of our sweet Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. with the Epitaphios Lamentation services. After our 9 o'clock service tomorrow morning, you're all invited to help us decorate the Kavuklion, the replica of the tomb of our Lord and Savior. God's love and grace and blessings be with you all. Have a blessed evening, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Since we've already venerated the crucified Christ, please just, from the front rows, leave very quietly and respectfully. God bless. If anybody did not receive Holy Unction yesterday, please come forward. We have some up here,
yes,
and we'll be happy to